The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hello. Be talking with the family in trying times. Shalom, we are continuing. Be talking with the family. Hashem has given us another challenge with be talking. This war that is going on, these missiles. I remember when I first came to Ramat Beit Shemesh, one of the Kupat Cholim made an evening. And I guess there was also some missile threat there, and this is 20 years ago, so I don't remember what exactly was it. And I hear them, I sat there, I don't do those things anymore, but I sat through this outside, telling people that they don't have to be nervous, Kupat Cholim is prepared, and if there's an attack, they have all the efficient equipment, and if it's even a gas attack, they have ways of dealing with it. And anyway, they finished the whole story. Then they asked me to say a few words. So I got up, and I said, my dear friends, has anybody calmed down by what these guys told you? I'm sure none of you have calmed down, because what does it help you have a Kupat Cholim when a bomb falls on your head? Or next to you. It's all shtuyot what they're saying. The only thing that can calm us down is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that things are never out of control. Things are always under Hashem's control. And Hashem doesn't want us to get hit. They could shoot a million missiles, no one would get hit. And there were times like that, as many missiles, hundreds and thousands of missiles were sent, and nobody was hit. And when Hashem wants there should be a result that somebody says somebody will be hit, which unfortunately this time there have been individuals. Baruch Hashem, not that many, but each one is a $1 billion, a diamond, more than that. I remember Christ. So. But we don't have to be afraid, because we know Hashem only let that which is good for us happen. And Kamovan, the more we have Bitochen Hashem, the more it protects us. They have this thing called the Kipat Barzel, a yarmulke made out of steel. We don't need a steel yarmulke. A regular cloth yarmulke is good enough for us. Because a cloth yarmulke, the Lord Keeper, reminds us that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top of us. Every day we make a bracha in the morning. Oiteg Yisrael b'sifaro. Hashem has given us a crown of glory. What's a crown of glory? We show him say, the crown of glory is the head covering that we have. Because with the head covering that we wear, it reminds us what
Kol HaLashon
we are. I'm not running the world. If I'm running the world, then when I'm in a bad situation. But I realize that Hashem is running the world. And all I have to do is put myself in His hands, then I could feel glorified. Because Bemet, I'm not just another person that is putting myself in His hands. I am V'yisim li segula, soon to be Hanukkah, not soon to be Shavuos, on Shavuos. As a matter of fact, tomorrow was the time it was sent, second day of Sivan, Yom HaMiyuchas, when Hashem gave us this offer, and He said, you're going to be my cherished nation. And that's who we are. So the cherished nation of Hashem, Hashem is watching over us. And it's not only important for ourselves, it's important for our entire family. It's important times when there is extra tension to be extra peaceful. If you have tension in your home and sometimes the tones get a little bit high and whatever else it may be, now even more, it has to be more calmer and more pleasant and more peaceful and more thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our avodah right now. Haptarecha kamoicha, about your kids. Don't get them nervous. Keep them calm. That's our avodah right now. Keep everybody calm and realize when the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody can cause the damage that he does not feel is necessary, and we don't have to be afraid. And the more we tell ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the better off we are. I had a friend that was on a plane. I don't remember if I told you the story. And there was a problem. The wheels weren't coming down. And they were concerned that they're not going to be able to land. So they were circling around the airport for a while, and the passengers started getting a little nervous. So finally, the captain decided to have two stewardess come out to calm everybody. So the guy who told it to me, he was there on the plane. He said, these two women come out, and suddenly they say, everybody, you don't have to be afraid. Everything's under control. And kind of everyone started jumping and going crazy. And he was the only firm person on the plane. He said, all the Jews that weren't from came up to him and said, please, daven for us. And Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, come around, they survived it. But that's what I'm saying. It's not enough just to say, be calm, and you know, you could be all nervous and upset and frightened and tell the kids, don't worry, be calm. They smell what's going on. You have to be real calm, the real thing, not a fake calm. And like I'm saying, the real calm comes from the fact that I really believe and feel that I'm the Hashem's hand. He's not forsaking me. He's with me more than ever. By his eighth Torah, he's probably closer to us than at normal times. It's a time for Torah's Aliyah and Kibbutz Elikim. All these days have to take advantage of this special time. If we do that, in the name of Hashem, it will protect us all, and it will strengthen us, and it will make us more Mishleim than we were before. Okay.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.